Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you tonight. Getaway Friday, April 30th, 2021. Last day in the month of April. April showers bring May flowers, and hopefully tomorrow they will, but doesn't look so like that's going to happen for the next couple days. Looks like more rain than not over the next 4 or 5 days. Joined live in studio tonight by Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Now, I'm just going to bring this up at the beginning and then not say it again, but Michelle Whitaker reappeared today during the exchange program. Now, she keeps saying she's going to appear on this Friday night program sometime. Now, I don't believe that, which I told her earlier. I said, because she says, well, I don't do anything on Friday night when I close the root beer stand. We close at 8. And she said she lives very close to the new studio location. She could walk right over. We'll never see her. But I just want to say, I'm putting that out there in the beginning, because she says she does listen on the ride home. So we'll see.
Well, maybe she gets home and puts on her pajamas and then doesn't want to leave the house, because that's what I like to do.
Well, we certainly don't want to see her in her pajamas. But I'm just saying, people listened earlier, and I think we talked about that a little bit on the air. I can't remember what we talked about on the air and off the air, but I do know we talked about that at some point today. So we'll see if she shows up. But that's that. Because tonight what I really want to talk about is something this morning that I was really harping on, and we never got a resolution on it, and I was looking for Don Fleming. So I'm wondering if anybody tonight knows about Don Fleming, or if anybody looked him up today since I started talking about him this morning at 10 o'clock, or has found Don Fleming. Now, if you didn't listen this morning, here's the story. The story is about 20 years ago when I started doing radio, I covered county commissioners and city council. And there was a guy who was always there named Don Fleming. And he was an older guy then, and I guess we now know he was probably in his early 60s then. And he would get up, and he would always question the county commissioners and the city council. And I saw him more at county commissioners. But he was so entertaining, and he had a way of speaking, and he was so informed about what he was saying. It was just always entertaining. And I have not seen or heard from Don Fleming in probably 10 years, and I wondered if he was still around, and I thought he owned a construction company. I thought that's what he did with his career, and earlier, we had 3 calls in regard to Don Fleming. One person said they had went to school with Don, and he would be a little bit older than them, and I think that person said they were 78, and then we had somebody call in who said that they knew Don, and that he did own a construction business, but they thought he had passed away. And then we had somebody call in. Oh, Adam. Adam called in and said that Don, he looked him up on Facebook, I guess. No, he looked him up on some other program and found out that he was 82 and he did live in Marion. And it did not look like he was dead because there's no obituary for him anywhere. So I'm hoping that Don Fleming is still with us here in Marion, and that he'll call in, and I can, he won't remember me, because in those days, I just, you know, sat there and covered the meeting. But I want to say that I remember you, Don, and I hope you're well, and I'm sure he's still involved. I can't imagine him not keeping an eye out for city and county politics. So if you know Don Fleming, or Don, if you're out there listening, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or if you know Don, give him a buzz and tell him we're talking about him and to turn on the radio to 107.1 FM and call us.
So I don't know Don Fleming.
So you can't help us with the Don Fleming search.
I cannot help you. I have no clue.
Like I say, Don was a big guy, and I don't mean heavy. He was just a big... He reminded me of a football player type. And he had glasses, and he was just very entertaining.
Wonder if he had any kids, or...
You know, I don't know. I never knew much about him except what I saw in those meetings. Outside of that, I never really encountered him anywhere.
Are you sure his name was Don?
Don Fleming. D-O-N Fleming. Because we used to do story, because he would get up and he would chastise them. So we would run stories on him. Don Fleming.
Not sure.
So Don... If you're out there, we hope you're well, and we hope this information is finding you. And I'll tell you, if there's anybody, former city council members or people who've been on city council for like 10 years or county commissioners back in those days, they would know who Don Fleming was.
I wonder if my dad knew who he was.
You know, I don't know if your dad ever covered county commissioners or
I don't think so.
City council. He might have known him as a construction guy.
Maybe.
Oh, but he was something. A real interesting guy.
Yeah. You run across those people every once in a while.
I was just always interested that he had such an interest in local politics. And he didn't want to run for office, it didn't seem like. And he was spending his retirement years showing up at those meetings all the time and doing his homework and really... laying into those politicians.
So, about the, like, politics, what do you think people are, think about these streets up here, Main Street, with the new parking?
I don't think people like it. Because they've made it two-way on Main Street now, two-lane. And I think that's kind of difficult. Isn't it two-lane now? Because one's a turn lane.
Right, and I know, because I pulled out of work, and I got in the usual lane I get in, and come to find out, it's a turn lane. So I had to, like, put my turn signal on and try to get over into the other lane. I mean, I don't... Did they really warn people about this?
No, I don't think there were any stories done on it. Now, I could be wrong. I don't get the star. But it could be. That there was a story, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, but it's just traffic backs up.
So does anybody have any feeling on what's going on downtown? We can talk about that, too, with the diagonal parking. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tracking down Don Fleming or the downtown parking. I just feel we've had good... a good track record tracking down people on this show. We learned about Sansota, who used to skate at the roller rink, and we learned that he was dead, unfortunately, had passed away. And we learned about Al Weichel, the record guy, collector, and he did call in that day. We tracked him down. And I feel we have a good track record of tracking these people down, dead or alive. So I'm hoping, I don't know why Don Fleming is so elusive, but maybe he'll call in before 10 p.m. tonight, unless Don's a early to bed type of guy.
Maybe he moved down to Lake Florida or something. Maybe he's not even around this area anymore. Maybe he retired and then moved to Florida.
You know, I don't think I would move to Florida if I retired.
Where would you move?
I could retire tomorrow.
Where would you move to?
Where would I move to? Where would I move to? If I had to move somewhere to retire?
Yes.
I would move... You know, honestly, I would probably move somewhere on the eastern seaboard. Like Cape Cod or...
Does it snow there?
Maine. Yeah, I mean, it's you get the four seasons. That's why I would want to stay. I would want to. I don't want to retire to a warm climate. I would still want the four seasons. I would still want snow at Christmas. And I mean, after summer is on for a while, I'm ready for some cold weather. By the time October comes around, I'm tired of air conditioning all the time and that. So I like 50-50, half the year like that, half the year not, but I would not want to live in a big city for retirement. I would not want to live in the heat for retirement, but I think, you know, the eastern seaboard is so beautiful and not very populated, and there are not earthquakes there or anything like that. So, I liked my trip to Cape Cod. I was surprised at how underpopulated it is for how well known it is.
I've never been over that way.
But I know that Maine is like that. You know, I know a lot of the politicians have places in Maine, like the Bushes, I think, have a big compound in Kennebunkport, and the Kennedys are in, where is the Kennedys compound? But they have a big compound over there in on the eastern seaboard. I think it's because people like the water. They're into boating. They're into fishing. The beach in the summer. You know, it's a nice way to live.
Do you like all that stuff?
I'm not a swimmer, but I like to fish. Boating's not bad. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that's fun. Like, hey, it's a Saturday. Let's go out on a boat. And I do like walking the beach, especially at the sunset. You know, as the sun's going down. That's a nice place to be. Or the sun coming up.
Yep. Those are my favorite times of day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would like that. That's where I would probably end up, would be on the eastern seaboard. But I don't know that I'll ever leave here. You know, I like it here.
Yeah. I like warm weather.
Maybe if everybody was dead, I would leave here. I think that's why
everybody, you... Everybody, like, dead like who?
Well, like everybody I know.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to leave if my family was all still alive, I guess. I don't have much family, though, so.
Oh, family I don't care about.
Oh.
No, I mean, if I'd have to wait for my mother to die. But other than that, I could leave the family.
Yeah. I just don't have a big family.
I mean, I don't think it's hard to leave your siblings.
No.
And I don't have any kids, so that's no biggie.
Well, my son's in California, so... And then Nally said she's going to move to Australia.
She must like koala bears.
I don't know about that, though. She wants to be a orthodontist.
In Australia?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
I think she's just saying that. I mean, she does want to be an orthodontist, but...
That's good.
I don't know why she would want to move to Australia. I mean, I might want to go and visit, but...
Now, Adam is listening to this show, and he has plopped up Don Fleming's phone number. Now, I cannot cold call Don Fleming on the air, because he would not know I was calling, and I really don't want to call him off the air and say, Don, call me, you know. So, Adam, if you want to call Don and tell him they're talking about you on the radio, call in, do that. Just say, are you Don Fleming, who used to go down to the county commissioner meetings all the time? He would remember that. I'm telling you, whoever calls Don, when Don picks up the phone, you're going to know it's him. Even if you've never heard him before or you know nothing about him, once you hear his voice, you will know what I'm talking about. He has a very unique voice and a very unique speech pattern. You're going to know it's him.
Unless something medically happened to him.
Right, but if something medically happened to him, we probably don't want him calling in because he might not be well.
Right. I guess you just don't know.
No, I hope he's well. I mean, he used to bring his wife from time to time. I hope she's doing well. Hope everybody's well over in the Fleming household.
Wonder what her name is.
His wife, I think her name was Rita.
I don't know. don't know either.
28 minutes past. Only if Don knew we were talking about him. All this play he's getting today on the Ode Radio.
So what else has been new this week?
We watched Notting Hill, finally.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was like a year process for me.
I only fell asleep during a little bit of it.
Well, if people don't remember Notting Hill, about a year ago, we had one of our great listeners called in who said that I looked like Hugh Grant. I believe that's how that whole thing started. They said, I looked like Hugh Grant, and that had I ever seen Notting Hill? And I said, no, I don't think I've ever seen Notting Hill. And then people were sending me the big quote from the movie with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. So I actually did go to I was at the library helping tutor a kid one day, and I went over and they had Notting Hill. So I took it out of the library. I took it the DVD home, and I didn't watch it in the week. I had to take it back. Then the pandemic hit, and I ended up finding it in a Goodwill, I believe, last fall, like October. Bought it, never watched it. Last Saturday night, I watched the whole thing. Now, it's a long movie. It's a longer movie than I thought. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was kind of long.
But it's a good movie. I really got to say, I was really impressed with Notting Hill. I did not think, because I knew the big moment was coming. I didn't know how it ended, though.
No.
It had a happy ending, which was good. For those of you who haven't seen it, I won't tell you what the ending is. But, you know, that moment, it's really a great piece of writing, though, that moment that everybody shows from the movie.
You were like, here's the special moment.
Here's the moment, because this quote, I mean, people have sent me that quote. I had seen that scene. One day I did movie quote trivia that was in there. I mean, that's a very famous, famous, famous movie quote. And it's really kind of neat when you think about it. If you haven't seen the quote, I mean, I can tell you the quote because I won't get it word for word, but the whole movie is essentially about Hugh Grant owns a bookstore. And he's not a rich guy or anything. And Julia Roberts is an actress. There's a stretch for her to play an actress. So she comes in to this town to film a movie or do press or something. So she comes in to do this movie, and they get together. She comes into the bookstore, and they keep bumping into each other. And they kind of, it's not a relationship, but they kind of develop a liking for each other. And she decides toward the end of the movie that she wants to be with him. So she comes in the bookstore and she says that to him. I want to be with you forever. And he goes into a really great long speech about how she's a movie star. She'll break his heart. Everybody knows her name. His mother doesn't know his name. And he just can't do it. And the line is, and I want to get it right here, as close to right as possible, but she says, you know, the fame thing isn't real. She says, you know, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a guy wanting him to love her. What a great line. What a great scene.
It was neat.
But, you know, isn't that what everybody wants in life? That feeling, that moment?
I think so. And then I felt bad because of what happened, and then it all became okay.
That he sent her packing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because I do think that's what we all want. We want people to look past the maybe the persona that we have and actually see the real person.
Yep. When you can do that, that's special.
Yeah, it takes a minute, though.
Yeah. It definitely can.
But good movie. Notting Hill. Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts.
It's an older movie.
90s. I think it was made in the 90s.
I have a hard time just staying awake in movies. I'd always fall asleep.
We've talked about this, but do you think, because really I think what that movie is kind of about is what they call soulmate. And that word to me just like gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm not sure what heebie-jeebies are, but that it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Soulmate.
Soulmate, because I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
That, I don't know, your soulmates. Like, your souls are together. I don't know.
Now, are you still soulmates when you're in divorce court?
No.
The soul has departed.
Yes, it has jumped somewhere else.
I don't know. You know, like when I hear people say, I knew the moment I saw her that she was the one, or I knew. See, I think that's a little dishonest. How do you know? You might like them. I'm not saying you don't like them. You certainly could develop an attraction. You could like the person. But how do you know, just by looking at somebody, that they are the one?
I don't know. It must be, like, attraction that people feel. I don't know.
Attraction. Now, I'll buy attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, just by looking at them? No, I think you can develop it over time by knowing somebody.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people just have a greater connection to each other than others, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's what that movie's all about, though, is that these two people meet. They really have nothing in common. There's no connection in the beginning, and by the end, there's a major connection.
And they're soulmates.
I guess.
So you've never had a soulmate?
No. No. I think I'd remember that. I've had people I liked.
Yeah.
But a soulmate, no.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've ever had a bestie either. I heard Glenn and I talking about that today on a repeat. We had a whole conversation one day about who's your bestie. I don't think I've ever had a bestie either. I don't even like that term, bestie.
No?
No. It means best friend, doesn't it? Yeah, bestie.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't have a bestie. Unless you're my bestie.
Oh, am I your bestie?
Maybe.
Well, I would be your bestie.
Yeah, you could be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I listen. I'm a good listener. I don't know what you have to do to be somebody's bestie.
I don't know. Hang out.
That's it?
Maybe.
Oh, well, I could probably do that.
Tell secrets to, or, you know, laugh with, have fun with.
Well, I can do that, but I don't know if I have a whole lot of secrets, to be honest.
No.
No. They're few and far between. Now, I'm a private person, but I don't know that I'm a secretive person. I think secrets and private are two different things.
Probably.
Like, private is, I just don't care to talk about myself. Secrets are, you're purposely
hiding stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ever don't tell somebody something, it's usually just because I don't want to talk about it.
But you don't mind if they tell you things.
No, I prefer it. That's the odd thing about it.
Yep.
I'm curious about everybody else, but myself, not so much.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's like. It's like going to the hospital. Like, I would not want to tell people that. Although I've become more adept to doing that lately because of this program. I run out of things to talk about. So if I go to the hospital, now I have to tell it on the air because I gotta tell people why I was up till 2 o'clock the night before. But you know what? People are so nice. They come up that day. So many people sent me messages and came up to me and said, I hope you get some sleep tonight. I'm so glad you're okay. Are you okay? It was very, very kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was very impressed.
That's good. People care about you.
You know, you hope.
They care about your well-being.
I hope. I care about the people who come up to me.
That's very nice.
Well, you should care about... Listen, I always say, you know, you can get here and do this little radio thing or television or whatever. If nobody's out there listening, it's kind of a moot point. Although, I don't mind talking to myself.
Well, what's your favorite food at a restaurant?
That's an odd out-of-the-blue question.
I know.
My favorite food at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, when I go to a restaurant, the thing I probably order the most, hamburgers. Or, I like a hamburger from a restaurant. They're okay from fast food, but I really do like them in a restaurant.
What do you think the difference is?
I think the meat is thicker and better, and they don't pepper it. Most restaurants pepper their meat. I don't know why. I do like the hamburgers from Wendy's, though. To me, they taste different than the other hamburgers.
Oh, well, aren't they supposed to be, like, fresh burgers and not frozen?
I think they might be. And I like lettuce. I like tomato. I like stuff like that on them. And most of the time when you go to restaurants, they don't put that on there. Wendy's does, though. Maybe that's why I like them.
McDonald's doesn't?
I don't think McDonald's lettuce, first of all, is very strange. It's not like lettuce. It's like salad mix. And tomato, I cannot think of a burger I've ever had at McDonald's that had tomato on it.
Huh.
Can you? I don't think the Big Mac has tomato.
Well, I would say no tomato.
Well, I don't think they have tomato. I know McDonald's has tomatoes, but I don't know what they put them on. Because I don't think the Big Mac has tomato on it. I don't think the Quarter Pounder has tomato on it. But it seems like all Wendy's burgers have tomato and lettuce. Like real green lettuce. Not that salad mix.
Hmm. You haven't had a Rally burger for a long time, have you?
No, I haven't been to Rally's in a long time.
Sorry, I always kick you.
It's okay. You're just hitting the bottom of my foot. No, I have not been to Rally's in a long time. I'll order pizza at a pizza place. But a lot of times at pizza places, I order salads. I do like a salad. A good grilled chicken salad is probably my favorite.
You know, I wonder when McDonald's is going to come back with their salad.
Oh, they had good salads. I
miss
them.
And their grilled chicken.
They had a BLT salad with grilled chicken that was very good.
So, it had bacon, lettuce, tomato, and then grilled chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think it was called a BLT chicken salad.
That's kind of weird.
Tasted good. I used to get that all the time, and they had the Newman's dressing, and I really liked that,
The brand?
Yeah, the ranch.
Huh.
Paul Newman's face.
That's
on
your
little baggie.
Favorite ranch?
Probably. Probably. Now, in a store, it's hard to find.
Hmm.
But, so I'll buy, like, Kroger brand. But, you know, I do like it. The Newman's regular, basic, I think it's buttermilk. It's probably what they had. Newman's buttermilk ranch.
I don't really eat ranch. I'm not a big salad person.
I love salads.
I love pizza.
Pizza's good. I just have to be in, like, last Saturday when we had pizza at that Cheers to You place. It was good. I just was not super hungry that day. So it didn't hit me, you know, I just didn't eat a whole lot.
Yeah, that's okay. That happens sometimes. I still like Tubby's and Dugout.
Yeah, those are both good.
Those are my favorite.
I like Baker's.
Yep, I mean, Baker's is good, too. I don't know. I mean... Gosh, I would say it's a toss-up. I really like Tubby's pizza. I didn't have Tubby's till I was like an adult. When I lived over here on this side of town, I mean, I probably got Tubby's every week. Every week.
Yeah, when I used to live on South Prospect. So yeah, I probably had Tubby's once or twice a week at that point.
Yeah.
Because the person I was living with really liked Tubby's.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate a lot of Tubby's pizza.
Yep. I did too.
Yeah. But my favorite has always been Domino's. I like the big crust. And I like the garlic.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Domino's pizza, though, probably since... I mean, that's what we usually have here at the Christmas party and the anniversary party. Other than that, I can't remember the last time I had Domino's.
I think we've ordered it a couple of times.
Have we?
Yeah, it's probably been a little bit, though.
I like it. When it's fresh, it's very good.
You know, I like Genova's chicken bacon barbecue pizza. That's good.
You know, I haven't had Genova's for a while, and I know Genova J, I think, listens to this show. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had their pizza in a long time. Last time you and I were there, I think I got a salad. And then I think I... What was that thing I tried the first time we went there?
Oh, was it the pizza roll or stromboli?
I don't remember. It was good.
I think it might have been like a stromboli thing.
Yeah. But so I haven't had their pizza in a long time.
But I like... Well, you can dip them in like the garlic butter. Like I do at, what do you call it? Belly Busters. I like the calzones.
See, I like pizza butter sauce. Mm. I like putting the breadsticks in the pizza sauce. To me, that's very good.
Yeah. And I do like Pizza Hut's breadsticks.
Yeah, Pizza Hut does have good breadsticks, and they have good sauce, too. I think their sauce is a little sweeter than other people's, but it's good.
Well, it's not sweet. That pizza that we had the other night was sweet. Like, it had a sweet sauce.
Yeah, the Cheers to You pizza. That was a little sweet.
I'm not crazy about sweet sauce like that, but...
So, we're about a half hour into this program. Has anybody heard from Don Fleming? I can't believe that this gentleman, he was such a big personality. I can't believe nobody knows where he is or what's he... And Adam apparently is maybe frightened to call Don up. I don't know.
Maybe he had a medical issue and maybe he's not well or something.
Well, I would like to know. I might send him a card.
You could do that.
He was a character. 740-383-9944. Do you know the whereabouts of Don Fleming, Marion resident, owner of a construction business at one point? Or do you have anything else to say about the food? You know, we had a big discussion this week about the Frosty at... Where is it?
Wendy's.
Yeah. Now, see, I think it's a malt. It's not... Somebody called in and said it was chocolate milk whipped up. I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's malt.
It tastes malty to me. Have you ever had a malt? Malt milk? Malted milk ball? That's what it kind of tastes like to me. It's not chocolate ice cream.
You know what? But I was at the Jersey. I've been in the Jersey a couple times this week. Not getting ice cream, just chicken sandwiches. But I would like to eat their ice cream. But anyway, I seen on their menu they have sodas. And they were not like soda, like pop soda. And I was wondering if they were like the sodas that you were making. It said sodas. And then they were like, I don't know, $2.50 or something. What do you think that would have been? Do you think they have...
Where was it?
The Jersey. On their menu, it says sodas.
You don't think it's just regular pop?
No, because it wasn't with the pop.
Maybe. It could be.
I just wonder if people order them.
You know, I just got a message from... you remember our friend over at Payne's Pizza who listened? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what happened to him. You know, he was listening like every Friday there for a while, and he was very devoted. Then he disappeared, and now he's back because we're talking about pizza. He's out delivering tonight, like Genova J was last week. Now, we're big with the pizza drivers in town, but he's out there listening tonight. Yeah, Payne's is good.
Oh, yeah.
I like Payne's.
Payne's is good, and I like their subs. I like to get we order their, at work, a lot of times we order their subs and chips and a drink.
Their pizza was good. I remember when we had their pizza that night.
Oh, yeah.
That was very good. I think that's what started our taking pictures of food. wasn't it?
Probably.
I think that's what started it. Because it was so nice to do that. That was a while ago. That's why I'm shocked. I had not heard from him in quite a while.
Do you think if businesses, like, do well with, like, delivery, but, you know, like, do you think they make more money doing delivery? Like, Tubby's does such good business, like, without delivery, you know, and you have to pay cash.
Well, I think they have an established product. I think you can have just, people like to drive. We're not in a town where people don't drive. If we were in a town where people didn't drive, then yeah, I would say that you'd have to have delivery, but we're not like that. I think when businesses offer it, it's nice.
Yeah. I wonder if Tubby says, like, DoorDash.
I think we're becoming a very lazy society. With DoorDash and people shopping for your groceries and that whole thing. You know, that's fine. I think if you're ill or something like that, or older, that I can see that. But when people just do it because they can, you know, that's not good. These are the little things in life. Like, cell phones have caused us to be less social. And now things like DoorDash and whatever they call that thing at the grocery store, that's making us be sedentary. Just sit at home. I'm telling you, it's not good.
But do you think it's because of the pandemic? Like, the majority of that all started because of the pandemic? Or do you think people were doing that prior to the pandemic?
Some of it was going on prior, but a lot of it started during. But I think we'll get back to normal eventually. I'm just hearing from our friend here at Payne's, the reason he hasn't been listening is he fell and broke his hip.
Oh, no.
Back in February, and now he's back to work.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, I wondered what happened to you. Now, somebody just honked. Now, I don't know if that was for us, but... because nobody knows where we are. But, well, I'm glad... You're back up a broken hip. I bet that hurt.
Whoa. Yeah. I fear. My hips are pretty weak. So I fear of breaking my hips.
Wonder if our friends ever delivered a pizza to Don Fleming.
Probably not.
Don did not seem like a pizza man to me. Pizza type of guy. He seemed like a mashed potatoes and chicken type of guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say steak and potatoes.
Well, he was probably that, too. I bet he played sports in his day.
I just wonder what part of Marion, like, he was from. Like, if he was from...
Probably the county, because I remember he came to county commissioners quite a bit.
Like, Prospect area. LaRue. Caledonia.
LaRue?
Yeah, LaRue.
LaRue? You know, I don't know. I think just Marion. I think he was in Marion County. Not one of the...
Counties?
Well, like, I live in Marion County, but I'm not in one of these...
A village.
Yeah, I'm not in a village. I'm just in the county. These villages are interesting. Pastor Whitaker is from Prospect.
I was from Clarendon.
Is that a village?
The village of Clarendon. Yeah, sure. And now I live in the Caledonia village.
You know, you showed me the other day, and there's a historical marker out there in Caledonia where President Harding's... It's the house that
the he... The boyhood home of Harding.
Okay, now, is that where he was born? He was born in...
I think he grew up in that house.
Okay, so this is what I'm confused about. Now, in Marion, we've got the house that he lived in when he was an adult. In Caledonia, you have his boyhood home. And in Blooming Grove, they have the house where he was born. Now, is that still around?
Where's that?
I don't even know. Does anybody know where the house where Harding was born is? Is it still there? Do they have a historical marker up there, too?
You know, we could read the sign in Caledonia.
All people are all over this one. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but Don Fleming's probably from the Prospect area. You know that quarry out there on Route 4?
Yeah.
That's Fleming Construction and Quarry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think Don's over in Prospect?
Yeah, I imagine he was from the Prospect area originally.
You know, I don't know. I just know he was a character. Do you know anything about President Harding's boyhood home?
No.
Apparently he lived in Caledonia.
Is that a museum too, or no?
No. Somebody lives there.
You know, you was talking about living on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Boy, you can have that.
Really?
The snow that they get out there and the hurricanes and stuff you have to deal with.
That's right.
10 years from now.
Well, I got to have something to do in my retirement.
Your house might be in the water because, the oceans is rising all the time.
Well, I mean, that would give me something to do in my spare time.
Yeah.
Shovel water.
Shovel snow and ice, deal with the snow and ice.
Yeah, but you know, if you're there on a nice day, like I was there on a day in May, like middle of May, it is just unworldly how nice it is. It's like you are in heaven. It's just something.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it would be, beautiful out there.
It is, and I think I could put up with, I put up with snow here.
Martha's Vineyard, I think, is up there, too.
Martha's Vineyard, I think, would be a great place to retire to. A lot of people get very small houses and live up there because it's such a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, I haven't tried one of those vanilla frosties yet.
You're going to make it over there, though?
Yeah.
So
I didn't go out 95 today when I was out, but I was thinking about trying one, but I ended up just stopping at McDonald's.
Now, do you think it's a malt? You've had a Frosty, of course.
It's got a little bit of malt in it, but I think it's more chocolate than... It's certainly not whipped up milk.
No, somebody said that the other day.
I think that caller's crazy.
Well, we'll hope he's listening tonight.
Call back and say I'm crazy, too.
Yeah, it would be a crazy mess. You know, I wish somebody would bring me some ice cream right now, like an Oreo Blizzard or a Frosty. Or I'm getting hungry for some ice cream now.
Yeah, you're making me hungry talking about all this food, pizza, Stromboli, everything.
I had dinner, so now I'm ready for dessert. I'm ready for some ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I've had a craving for lately, oddly enough, is ice cream sandwiches. I like ice cream sandwiches.
You know, I've been ordering subs from Mega Move. And they deliver ice cream, too.
Oh, do they? Well, you know, I just remembered I bought, two things of Klondikes that are up in my freezer. And I forgot about them till just now. So when I get home tonight, I might just polish off all 6 Klondikes and, call the diabetic people and see if they come out and resuscitate me.
I don't know how they deliver ice cream. The owner delivered it to me, and I talked to him about it, and I said, doesn't it melt on you? He said, well, a little bit, but not really much.
Well, wait for July. Order it in July.
Yeah.
You get a milkshake.
He said, if they take the delivery order, you got to take it the way it comes to you.
Hey, so you're not going to retire to the East Coast. Where are you going to retire to?
I think right here in Central Ohio is about to... We get... a little bit of all seasons, and normally, none of the seasons are extreme. You know, you take a lot of places, these seasons can be extreme, especially on the coast with these floods and hurricanes anymore from this global warming.
Well, I don't know. I was out during the level 3 this past winter coming to entertain people on the radio that morning. That was pretty severe for me.
Out west sounds nice, but I hate to burn up, too. I mean, out there, you got to worry about your house burning up.
No allergies out in Arizona, though. A lot of people go to Arizona because it helps with their asthma and all that.
Yeah, it's too hot.
Too hot. Well, thank you for calling in. Feel free to call back in anytime.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Where would you retire? There's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. Or Don Fleming. Where are you, Don? And we say hello to all our pizza drivers out there listening. Boy, the pizza driver, that's a tough job. I always thought if I were a pizza driver, it would be very difficult because you have to go up to strangers' doors. Who knows what comes to the door?
Yeah, there's been some bad things happen. I don't think I would want to do that in this day and age.
Well, I'm
everything not, that goes on.
I'm not even talking about just the bad stuff. I'm talking about, like, people could show up half-dressed. People could show up intoxicated. It would be a rough job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime I think you go into people's house, you never know what you're going to get yourself into.
What would you retire? Where would you retire?
Somewhere warm. Warm. I like to be warm.
Like
my work is already running air conditioning.
So
I don't
like
that.
So you would end up where?
Well, I don't know. I've never been out west.
So you would take Arizona.
Like, Chicago is the furthest west I've ever been, and that's not very west.
So Arizona.
Sure.
So you'll go to Arizona. I'll go to Maine. And we can
maybe we can compromise.
Stay in Ohio?
Yeah.
We can be besties on the phone.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
You know, you'll go there, I'll go here, and...
Well,
we can visit.
We can FaceTime.
And then visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll come out to Maine for the summers, and I'll go out to Arizona for the winters.
Yep. You could do that.
All right, we're on the search for Don Fleming. We're going to break. Stay tuned. News, weather, and all kinds of things here on WWGH News, where the G stands for G. What happened to Don Fleming? Stay tuned.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word.